Hello, I'm Jenny Bear, and here we are in Padstow in the little theatre down Barry's Lane. So I suppose I'd like to tell you about my years here at Kono Players, which is the name of the amateur dramatics group, which are at home here at the little theatre. So I started, I think, when I was 9 years old. It was my mum, Jane Bear, and my granny, Granny Flo, who said, "Go on, Jenny, go down." They were looking for new performers and auditioning. So like, "Go on, go for it." And I was nervous as hell. So I was like, "Go, all right then." And Mum was like, "Come on, you've got a mouth big enough. You get down there and tell them what it's all about." So down I went, and lo and behold, yes, I was asked to join. I can't remember the very first show we did. We did loads of summer show times. We did loads of summer shows. We did a panto, music halls. We were quite prolific in performing and getting shows together. And it's loads of it is thanks to the backstage people, people like Pam Salvage. I can't go through all the names now because I have no memory, but all the amazing people that did all the costumes, all the lighting, the sound, the set, getting everything ready just to put these shows on, just so, you know, we could have tremendous fun in front of audiences. And the audiences, we always sell out. We very rarely had a spare seat. We're quite a small theatre, but yeah, it was absolutely joy. And a lot of it came from the fact that Johnny Cowling was part of the company. Now, I had my eye on Johnny, as did most of the girls in the cast. So it was me, Fiona England, Mandy Hunt, Claire Bettridge, Honey Daniels. I'm going to miss some out. But yeah, we all very much enjoyed having Johnny. He just made us laugh. He was a massive fan of Elvis, so he got me into Elvis Presley. So we're all singing Elvis tunes and watching Elvis films.
How old were you?
So I must have been then, I must have been early teenage by then, I think, when Johnny came. Maybe 13, 14.
And how old was he?
He must have been 5 years older than me. Yeah. But he was obviously destined for the stage. And we entered the Southwest Cornwall Pantomime Awards. And the judges would come round. You wouldn't know who they were or when they would come, but you'd sort of find out in the post a bit later on that you were nominated. And the first thing I was nominated for was second best speciality animal. And that was for when I played a mute cat, obviously. I couldn't speak. And it was Puss in Boots to Fiona England's principal boy. But I will tell you, that year, the person that won first prize was King Rat, who had a very prolific speaking part. So clearly, he was bound to be. And then I think the following year, what did we do? It was one of those Sleeping Beauty or I can't remember, hellish. Anyway, I was principal boy and I won for principal boy. And I was very, very pleased. And I think it was the same year that Johnny won for best dame. So we had tremendous fun, and it just, those awards, I know they don't mean anything, but it just felt like a little pat on the back for putting all the hours in, because you put in, you know, tremendous amount of work, you know, for free, for the love of it. And and it's thanks to all the people that still run these shows today. They're all doing it just for the love, just for the community. It's a lovely community event. And Beck and I are here today, and we're just looking around little theatre and just realising what an amazing venue it is. And incredible Judith Rouse for keeping it going, and all the people behind the scenes. Yeah.
Oh.